The husband, facing divorce, was accused of hiding over $500,000 through questionable transactions. This involved selling insurance policies to his former boss for cash, leading to suspicions of non-disclosure and attempts to conceal assets. Here's a real-life example. When parents financially assist their children in purchasing matrimonial homes, it's often viewed as a gift to both spouses, emphasizing the equal partnership nature of marriage. A recent High Court case underscores this principle, clarifying the treatment of such financial contributions in the event of a divorce. In a case where a mother contributed $500,000 to help her son acquire a $2 million matrimonial home, the family court ruled that the gift was intended for the couple, resulting in equal apportionment of $250,000 each during the divorce. Here's a real-life example. Imagine parents assisting with a down payment on a property. In a divorce scenario, the court would likely consider it a joint contribution unless proven otherwise. The High Court upheld the family court's decision, emphasizing the view of marriage as a co-equal partnership. Despite the mother's sworn statement specifying the gift was for her son alone, the court prioritized the union of marriage, considering the lack of clear evidence suggesting otherwise. Picture marriage as a joint venture where financial contributions from family members are seen as shared assets unless there's explicit proof of a different intention. The husband, facing divorce, was accused of hiding over $500,000 through questionable transactions. This involved selling insurance policies to his former boss for cash, leading to suspicions of non-disclosure and attempts to conceal assets. So here's a real-life example. Consider an individual attempting to transfer assets discreetly during a divorce. Such actions may be flagged as dubious, impacting the overall distribution and division of the assets. The High Court scrutinized the husband's claim of selling insurance policies for cash, expressing skepticism about the need for such transactions. Lack of transparency, inconsistent statements, and unverifiable claims raised suspicions about attempts to manipulate financial disclosures. Imagine a scenario where financial transactions lack clarity and involve questionable practices. This lack of transparency in legal proceedings could negatively impact the party attempting to conceal assets. The court recognized the husband's lack of transparency and added the concealed $500,000 back into the matrimonial pool. While the husband contributed about 70%, the ex-wife received a half share, emphasizing the legal consequences of non-disclosure during divorce proceedings. Consider the impact of non-disclosure on the division of assets during divorce. Full transparency could potentially lead to a fairer distribution. The key takeaway from this case is the importance of transparency and honesty during divorce proceedings. The husband's attempt to conceal assets resulted in a less favorable financial outcome. Open communication, mainly regarding financial matters, can lead to a more equitable division of assets. So here's a real-life example. Imagine a divorcing individual choosing transparency to provide accurate financial information. This could contribute to a smoother legal process as well as a fairer resolution. This High Court case highlights the legal position on financial contributions, gifts, as well as transparency in matrimonial disputes. It also reinforces the notion of marriage as a partnership. It's a cautionary tale about the consequences of non-disclosure and attempts to conceal assets during divorce proceedings. So, now you know. If you found this helpful, follow and subscribe to our channels for more legal things.